Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 20th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 3.25 cents at 592, September wheat up 18.5 cents at 830 3/4, and November beans down 14.25 cents at 1344. We did have a new sale this morning, 136,000 metric tons of new crop beans to China. The corn and beans were lower on the wetter and cooler 10 to 15 day forecasts out here. Not nearly as hot. More rains around. So that pushed corn and beans lower. Wheat was initially lower. We were down about 10, 11 cents at one point, and we rallied as much as 42 cents off the lows. It certainly looks like we got some of the Egyptian business out here. So absolutely nothing is confirmed. I also think that, you know, this talk about Putin signing a deal this week with Ukraine is nonsense. Even if they sign a deal, which I don't think they will, I don't think Putin's going to respect it. So, you know, anybody who wants to sell wheat because of a possible agreement, I think is probably barking up the wrong tree out here. But it certainly looks like Egypt, you know, they canceled the tender, which included the U.S. as a potential seller. Then they came out and said, well, they're going to cancel that tender. They're going to add Russian and Black Sea wheat into the mix because world prices were too high. So now they claim that they're not actually going to be a tender. It's going to be a one-on-one business-to-business transaction with a couple of the grain houses. Now, was any business actually done out here? We don't know, but obviously something rallied the wheat market 40 cents here. My guess is that we did some bit of the business out here. We've got the Fed tomorrow. Everybody's looking for them to raise interest rates a minimum of 0.75%. Many think it'll be 1%. I kind of lean to the percent. I mean, inflation's just too strong in here. Crude oil is still over $100 a barrel. So I think, you know, there's a strong impetus to do something a little bit more dramatic out here. Crude oil is down $1.66 a barrel here, 102.56. The dollar's steady. Dow Jones looks to open up steady, just a little bit lower, but the bonds are up a full penny out here, or full point. Where do we go from here? You know, again, we've got the funds long 132,000 corn, 110 beans, and about 69,000 meal out here. If we're going to be getting rains and it's going to be a cooler temp out here, you know, looking at the charts, the funds ought to be short here and they're still long. So do they want to blow out with, you know, the most important 6 weeks of the growing season coming up? They've been reluctant to be sellers out here, at least huge sellers. They have lightened up positions, but you know, they're still fairly long out here. Do they want to blow out the rest of it before the growing season? You know, who knows out here. Funds have more money than I do. They can hang around if they want to. I don't know how they justify it to their shareholders, but that's the way it is. I guess they make money, they lose money. People seem to be content with that. But at any rate, if it wasn't for the wheat, I think we would have been down a lot more in the corn and the beans. We'll see what transpires in the wheat here today, see if there's any announcements. If there are, I think we'll see a knee-jerk reaction a little bit higher, and then I think we sell off again. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.